Good morning, children. Today, we're going to hear about the time when the children of Israel had almost got to the promised land. The Lord had told them there was a good land that they were going to get to live in. We're going to hear about what happened right as they were about to go in. They sent in some spies to see if the land was really as good as the Lord had told them. And so I want you to listen for what do they do? What do they do when it's time to go in? And then what does the Lord tell them about the choice that they made? What does he tell them about the choice they made? And they turned and went up the mountain, and it came to the brook of Eshcol, and they spied it out. And they took the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down to us and returned word to us and said, "It is a good land, which Yahweh our God gives us. And you were not willing to go up, but rebelled against the mouth of Yahweh your God. And you muttered in your tents and said, 'Because Yahweh hated us, he brought us out of the land of Egypt to give us into the hand of the Amorites to blot us out. Whither shall we go up? Our brothers have melted our hearts, saying, "The people is greater and mightier than us and made higher than us. The cities are great and fortified to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there." Does anyone know what the sons of the Anakim were? Do you know what that means? It was a name they had for giants, people who were giants. "And I said to you, 'You shall not be terrified, neither shall you fear them. Yahweh your God, who goes before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where thou hast seen that Yahweh thy God bore thee as a man bears his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place. And in this thing none of you believed Yahweh your God, who went in the way before you to explore a place for you to encamp in, with fire by night to show you what way you should go, and in a cloud by day.'" Amen. So if you think about the children of Israel and how they acted in this story, do you think they were being smart? Do you think they made a good choice? Who thinks they made a good choice?
I do.
You think maybe they did? Who thinks they made a bad choice? Yeah, they didn't make a very good choice because the Lord had taken them to the promised land. And they checked out to see if it was a good land. Was it a good land?
Yeah.
It was a good land. But did they want to go in? Did they go choose to go in? Do you know what they did?
No.
No, they chose not to go into the good land. Do you remember what they were afraid of?
Giants.
Why were they afraid?
Yeah. Giants.
They were afraid of giants. There were some other things they were afraid of. Does anyone remember what else it was? They said there were giants or Anakim in the land. And they said that they had cities with walls that went up to heaven. And they said their armies are bigger and mightier than us. Do those sound pretty scary? Remember, why did Moses say they should not be afraid? Do you know why? He said, "The Lord is going to help you." And he reminded them. He said, do you remember what happened in Egypt? What happened in Egypt? Did the Lord take care of you? Does anyone remember how the Lord took care of them in Egypt? What did he do? Do you know what he did? He did take care of them. He did miracles. Do you remember the plagues? Those were miracles to take care of them. Do you remember what happened at the Red Sea? What did the Lord do for them at the Red Sea? Do you remember what he did? Yeah.
I think this is what happened when, like, the, this, like, they, like, the water separated.
That's
and
right.
They went across, but when the people who were chasing them went in, the waters crashed down on
That's
them.
That's right. So there was another miracle at the Red Sea. The Lord let them go through the Red Sea on dry ground. He moved the water away so they could go past, but he didn't let the Egyptians chase them. So that was the time the Lord took care of them in Egypt. And do you remember what happened in the wilderness when the children of Israel were hungry? Do you remember what happened when they were hungry? Do you know what he did? What did the Lord do? Yeah, he made food rain down from heaven for them. And when they were thirsty, does anyone remember what happened when they were thirsty?
Me.
The Lord had Moses split the rock open to bring them water. So was there any problem that they had in the wilderness or in Egypt that the Lord didn't help them with? Can you think of a problem?
Me.
Yes. Can you think, was there any time the Lord didn't help them? Any time, you think?
No.
No, there was no time where they had a problem that the Lord couldn't help them with. But each time a scary or bad thing happened to them, do you know what they said? They said, the Lord's not taking care of us. The Lord is doing a bad job. We should go back to Egypt maybe instead of listening to the Lord. So if you think about the children of Israel, you might think they're not making very good choices. But the story is to teach us something. It's to teach us about how we can trust the Lord. I want you to think about maybe someone knocks you down, knocks you over. And I want you to think about what might you feel like doing if someone knocks you down. Does anyone want to say what you might feel like doing?
You say sorry.
Well, you know the right answer. What do you think you might feel like if you're not going to listen to the Lord? What do you might feel like doing if someone knocks you down? What do you think?
You're going to knock him down.
You want to knock him back down. You want to knock them over if they do something to you. What if someone takes something you're playing with or using? Not listening to the Lord, what are you going to feel like doing? What are you going to feel like doing? You might feel like, yeah, just grab it right back. But what if you are going to listen to the Lord? Do you think the Lord maybe tells us about what we're supposed to do if someone knocks us down or takes something? Do you know what the Lord tells us?
You ask for help.
You can ask the Lord for help. Maybe you need to ask a grown-up too to help you. So if you do something your own way, just act however you feel like doing, not listening to the Lord, do you think things are going to go well for you? Is that going to be a good result? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen if you ask the Lord for help and try to do what the Lord tells you? Do you think you're going to have a good result? Is that going to work out well for you?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. So this story is showing us the children of Israel had the Lord taking care of them their whole lives, and they kept forgetting and thinking they needed to come up with their own ideas or do things their own way and not trust the Lord. But this story is showing us how much the Lord loves us and is going to take care of us. And no matter what bad thing happens, you think there's anything so bad, you really just you have to do it yourself. You can't wait for the Lord to help you. Something so bad, the Lord can't help you. Do you think that's the case?
No.
There's never any problem you're going to face where the Lord can't help you. So this is the story, is that the children of Israel had come up to a really scary situation, maybe the scariest one they'd ever seen before, with giants and armies facing them. But we can learn from this story. We can learn, no matter how scary or how bad a situation we're in, we can always remember, if we listen to the Lord, if we do what He says, what do you think? Is things going to turn out well? Yeah, they're going to turn out well if we're willing to wait and listen and do what the Lord says. Amen. These are